In the name of God, the life-giving, all-loving, and incarnate word. Amen. Okay, Episcopal peoples, I'd like to invite any younger congregants who are interested to come and join me for our children's sermon. Can y'all sit down here on the floor? Face me like amphitheater style. Yeah, anyone else? Y'all, this is going to be a multi-sensory homiletic experience. So if you are a young person under, say, like 5 feet tall, you're going to want to be down here up in front. So last chance to join us. We get a couple props here, and we'll get started. Okay. So, y'all, you know, I always feel like it's a great day when we have a chance to be here together on a Sunday, especially for a children's sermon. But today, I'm especially excited, because this is my favorite season in the entire church year. Do y'all know what season it is? Christmas. You know, it's kind of a trick question. I mean, it's like we're getting very Christmas up. Advent, Stuart. Give me a high five. That's right, buddy. It's Advent, the season before Christmas. And it actually starts the church new year. And it's a season of joyful anticipation. Do y'all know what the word Advent means, Stuart? Someone had to be listening so closely for my etymological explanation of the origin of the word Advent in Children's Chapel last week, right? No? Okay, so Advent comes from two Latin words, which means to come toward. And you know that actually the word Advent and the word adventure come from those same words. So Advent is this great adventure. And you know when you go on an adventure, you're always going towards something. You're coming towards some treasure or some amazing experience. And in Advent, we're coming towards something really incredible. Do y'all know what we're coming toward?
Yes.
What's that, Stuart?
Christ.
Christ's birth. Exactly. We're on this adventure toward Bethlehem, toward the manger, toward this great celebration of Christ's birth. And I don't know about y'all, but like when there's a party, when there's a big celebration, like a birthday, it's like you always have to do all these preparations. And that's kind of what we're doing now, is we're getting ourselves ready for this amazing experience of celebrating Christ's birth again. And I don't know about y'all, but like if I have a special guest who's coming over for a celebration, what I'm usually doing, like usually it's like other people are doing the actual preparations for the meal and whatnot, but I'm usually like at that window and I'm looking out and I'm listening. Like, you know, when your cousins are coming over or like a good friend, you get so excited and you just can't wait for them to get there. And you're kind of like listening for every sound, like, hey, maybe that's their car in the driveway or coming around the corner. And today, in our gospel lesson, we heard a story about someone who was listening really closely for Jesus' approach. Did y'all catch this guy's name in the gospel reading? I'll give you a hint. He's Jesus' cousin. Does that help? You don't have the messianic family tree like floating around in your head somewhere? His name is John. And our readings called him John the Baptizer because he baptized a bunch of people. Sometimes we call him John the Baptist. That's typically how we describe this guy. And he was a good friend of Jesus. He's a preacher like Jesus. He's a healer like Jesus. But did you catch? He's like kind of an odd bird. He's like a little bit eccentric, a little bit off. Did you catch like where he's living?
Like in the fields.
In the fields. Yeah, he's living in the wilderness. He's left the big city, and he's out in the fields. Did you catch what he's doing, like how he's spending his days? Yeah?
Getting honey.
Getting honey, exactly. He's getting honey. What is he wearing? Did y'all catch that little detail? He's wearing a camel hide, like a camel fur cloak. And what is he eating? You got one of them. What's he eating out there?
Honey and...
He's eating honey from the field, and he's eating something that looks very similar to this. What's that?
Cricket.
It's a cricket. Exactly, it's a dried cricket. And John is eating locusts and wild honey, we're told. Why do you think John is eating locusts and wild honey? Well, first, just because they're delicious. They've got a nice texture to them, like a good crunch. And the honey's sweet because it kind of wash it down. The reason he's eating locusts and wild honey is because the rest of his food ran out. I mean, I bet John, when he went out in the wilderness, he brought bread and other food with him, but he is dedicated and committed to staying out there in the wilderness and listening for Jesus' arrival. His old clothes have worn out, so he's putting on a camel coat, and he's just waiting for Jesus to get there. And have y'all ever spent time, like, out in the wilderness? Maybe on, like, a camping trip or a hiking trip with your family?
I spent time with you getting your ginormous Christmas tree.
That's right. Yeah, we went on the Christmas tree hunt last weekend. And did you notice, was it, like, noisy out there in the woods? No, it was super quiet, right? And when you spend time out in the wilderness, your ears get so much stronger and get so much more able to recognize the sounds around you. For instance, y'all, as Jackson natives, have spent a lot of time in the wilderness. And I bet if I played a sound for you, you might be able to even identify the creature that's making that sound. Let's start with an easy one. Tell me what creature this is.
Chicken?
That's not a bad guess. Sawyer, what do you think? A bird? What kind of bird?
Geese.
Canadian geese. Amazing. Okay, this one's a little bit more challenging, but it's a Jackson favorite, so I bet you can get this. Do you know that one? Elk bugling. Exactly. Oh my gosh, y'all are such amazing listeners. How about this one? These are also around. Wolves. Gray wolves howling, and then how about just one or two more? Here, this is similar to wolves, but what are these guys? Coyotes. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are such good listeners. Here, how about one more? It's a bird. It's a major. It's actually a raptor. What kind of raptors do we have around here?
Raptors by owls.
It sounds like an owl. That was actually a bald eagle. Can you believe it? All those screeches. Okay, here's one last one. What creature is this?
Is this the real life? Is this just...
That's actually a choir of angels channeled through the genius of Freddie Mercury and the great 80s rock band Queen. So I bet that John was so good at identifying animals after all that time in the wilderness, I bet that any creature he heard come around, he could identify immediately. But you know what? John actually wasn't listening for wild creatures. John was listening for something very special, and he was listening for the voice of God. He was listening for God's presence in the world around him and in his own heart. Have y'all ever heard God's voice?
Yes.
When have you heard God's voice?
Sleep.
When you're sleeping? Maybe through dreams? Here, what I want us to do really quickly, and the adults can join us in this if they'd like to, is I want us to practice listening for God's voice. And here's how I like to do it. I like to raise my hand up high. Will y'all raise your hands with me? Yeah? And then I like to take my hand and put it on my heart. And maybe really press it against your chest so you can feel your heartbeat. This life that God has given you. Now close your eyes. Feel your heartbeat. Listen really hard, really closely, not just with your ears, but with your heart. See, y'all, God is always speaking to us, and he's saying the same thing to each and every one of us. She's saying, I love you. I created you as my beloved child. I'm always with you. And because I'm with you, you never have to be afraid. Open your eyes again. Could y'all hear him? Could y'all hear her? You hear God a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know, during Advent, we have a theme. Do y'all remember what our theme is?
What? Yeah, you announced it sometime.
Jimmy announced it last week. Here's a hint. Do you remember these hats? These hats, what are these? Are these just like really cool fly headwear? They make us feel, they are cool fly headwear. They also make us feel what?
Warm
and cozy. Cozy, yeah. So creating cozy is our Advent theme. And what I would love for y'all to try to do this Advent, and this can go for the parents as well, is spend a little time finding a way to feel cozy so you can listen for God's voice telling you how much God loves you. Maybe it's around the dinner table as family. Maybe I'll take a little bit of time just to express where you've seen God in your life over the day. Or maybe when you're going to bed at night, you try that activity of putting your hand on your heart, closing your eye, and listening for God's voice. Maybe you go out into the wilderness like John the Baptist and forage a little grub and just spend some time listening for God's approach. Because we've got this great adventure that we're all on, and we're going toward Bethlehem. We're going toward the manger. And I've got one last question before we end. What was Jesus' birth like? What was that birthday party like? Who was there? Yeah, who was there?
There
were shepherds there. Who else was there?
Shepherds, wise men, sheep.
Wise men, sheep, yeah.
Three kings,
yeah, and all sorts of animals, right? So this is something that I want to say not just to y'all, but to everyone in the congregation. It's always worth remembering that God was not born in a palace. God was not born in some fancy mansion. God was born and came into the world in this barn with all of its mess, with dirt and mud and probably even a little like cow and sheep
manure poop.
Yes, manure. That's a better word. Manure and straw. And so if we are seeking that deeper experience of God, if we're listening for God's voice within our hearts this Advent, we don't have to polish up the manger. We don't have to create our hearts into something perfect and clean and tidy for God to show up, because God is always here. God wants to dwell in each of our hearts and for us to open the doors of our hearts to let God in. Sound good? To that, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, my little Advent adventurers, if you'd like to take a cricket with you to your seat as a snack or a straw of honey, you're welcome to. Yeah?
Can we take two?
You can take two. You can take as many as you want, and any congregants as well. There'll be crickets available if you want to get your John the Baptist on later. No takers on the crickets? No? Oh, thank you, Charlie. There we go. There we go. Sorry. Yeah, they're delicious. Give them a try. They're fantastic. Yeah, here we go. The call for crickets. It's kind of like an altar call, but it's a cricket chirp.
Okay.
There we go, y'all.
Okay.
Absolutely, of
I'm
course.
I'm gonna actually eat this.
Don't actually.
Watch this.
There you go.
Oh my
God is present in all of creation, including in the crickets. Amen, and thanks be to God. Yeah, have one more.